Hi, Scott Lehrer, ScottLehrer1961 on Twitter, here in Jacksonville with my mobile podcasting studio. Hope you're having a great day. Today's episode, I want to talk about the carnival fascination. As you know, I live in Jacksonville, and my wife and I only live about 15 minutes away from the carnival fascination. The ship is an older ship. It's a fantasy class, around 70,000 tons, 2,100 or so passengers, 900 crew, and even though it does not have the Funship 2.0 upgrades, it's still a great ship. Lots of fun things to do on the ship. Got the Punchliner Comedy Club. You got the Sea Day Brunch. Great shows, great crew. It's really a lot of fun, and I really enjoy the ship. That's why I've been on it so many times. One of the number one questions I get asked is, Scott, when do you get on the ship? When's the best time to board? Your boarding pass will probably say you can board between like 11 and 2. My wife and I usually get there around 10, 10:30. Let me just tell you this. When you go to the cruise port, it's just like going through airport security. Take your iPod, your docking station, all that kind of iPhone, thing. Put it in your carry-on bag and put it up on that belt. It'll go through the scanner. And then you can walk through, you know, the metal detector, and you're not going to get stopped. So put your stuff in your carry-on bag. Makes things go a lot quicker. After you go through security, you will either go to the left, which is the Platinum and Faster to the Fun lounge area that's very comfortable and air-conditioned and great seating and nice refreshments. And, of course, if you don't have Faster to the Fun or you do not have Platinum status on Carnival, VIFP, very important fun person, you will go over to the right, which is the desk. And there are like 20 stations with people, and they will wave you over, and you show them your boarding pass, your birth certificate, your credit or debit card, and then you get your sail and sign pass. They will even take your picture right there. Now, in that boarding area, the check-in area, there's bathrooms and soda machines, so don't worry about that. After you sit down for a little bit, they will call your number, and then you go on the ship. Now, the guys from Carnival will be there taking your picture. Don't try to run around them and pass them because, you know, they're just trying to do their job to get the picture. So get your picture taken, then you go up to a little area, and they'll scan your card, walk a little bit, boom, you're on the ship. Now, when you enter the ship, it's not a beautiful atrium area like the Sunshine or the Dream. You walk to a lower part of the ship, and then you can either take the steps right up to the Riviera deck if you're there, or you can take the elevator up to the Lido deck. If you are Faster to the Fun or Platinum VIFP, you get to go right to your cabin. However, if you're not, if you're gold or red, like I'm gold level, go up to the Lido deck, grab some lunch. And, of course, have your carry-on bag with you. So you go up to the Lido deck, and you got the main pool area. By the pool area, you see the Mongolian Walk, the hamburger station. When you go inside the Lido deck, you will see two buffet stations. They both have the same food, both on the left and right side. You got the drink station, you got a salad station, you got a dessert station, and, of course, ice cream. You walk to the back of the Lido deck. You've got, on the far left side, the pizza, the center, you have the sandwiches, like the Reuben sandwiches, pastrami, and ham and cheese. Then you have a bar. You walk a little bit further aft, and that's the El Fresco area, so you can sit outside. If you look, you'll see the stairs that go down to the Serenity area. That's 21 and older, and you got a couple hot tubs back there. So after you have a nice lunch, you can walk around the ship. If you walk forward, just go up the steps, you'll see them. And you'll see a ping pong table on both sides, and then go up one more level. That's where you have the jogging track and the putt-putt golf. So it's kind of fun up there. Do a little bit of that. And then when they call you around 1, 1:30 to go to your cabin, head on down there. The cabins are very nice. Granted, they don't have the real nice, slim, flat-screen 60-inch TVs, but the cabins are functional. They're nice. They have a lot of storage space for your stuff. Be sure to put your stuff under the bed, too, like your suitcases. And, you know, in the shower, they have shampoo and soap and so forth, which is always nice for us guys who don't care what we use. My wife always brings her Biolage shampoo, though, which is like $20 a bottle. She won't leave home without it. Also, ladies, be sure to bring your own hair dryer. They do have hair dryers on the ships. However, they're low power. And when you plug them in, you got to keep your thumb on the power button. And when you take the thumb off, the power goes off. So that's probably a safety reason. So bring your own hair dryers. You'll thank me for that later. There's lots to do on the Fascination. They do have the main showroom. They have the comedy club. And the one thing that's really cool, too, is the Park West Galleries on there with their art auctions. You will learn a lot by going to their art auctions. You don't even have to buy anything, but you'll learn a lot about art, and it's a lot of fun. The C-Day brunch is incredible because you can go there as many times as you want. I think it goes like from 8 in the morning till 1, but the menu is just off the chain. I mean, if you ever want to have a filet mignon and an eggs for breakfast, C-Day brunch is the ticket. They have a lot of things to do on the ship. They have trivia. They have the Hairy Chess Contest. And just look at your daily planner of fun times every day to see what's going on. And even on the fun times, there's a place where you can kind of, it's serrated, you know, so you can just pull that off and you can put it in your pocket and carry it around with you, the different times and the different events that are going on. The Carnival Fascination is a really fun ship, basically because of the crew. Marty and I have been on the ship many times. We were there in January 2014 for our 30th year wedding anniversary, and then again in February. So the Fascination, it's easy to get there. If you're looking for parking, I recommend Jetway Parking. Go to cruiseradio.net, click on the Jetway Parking button, and it gives you all the information about Jetway Parking, which is located out at the airport. So if you're flying in, you can definitely take advantage of them. They have a safe parking out there, and good friends of mine, Sean and the team out there, do a great job. So the Carnival Fascination, for more information about it, just go on YouTube, type in Scott Lara, L-A-R-A, Fascination. You'll see all my videos, so you can feel comfortable about the ship. And there's like a 28-minute video I did of a tour of the ship, which will kind of help you out. And, of course, the ship goes to Key West, which we've been to, goes to Nassau, goes to Coco Cay, also known as Little Stirrup Cay, and, of course, Half Moon Cay, which is one of my favorite private islands. So that's kind of a little rundown on the Carnival Fascination. I hope it helps. Have any questions, just give me a shout, 904-382-7159. Go to the website, airseatraveljacks.com, or just Google me on Google, Scott Lara, L-A-R-A. You'll see all my social media channels. From my mobile studio here in Jacksonville, Florida, Scott Lara. Scott Lara, 1961 on Twitter. Peace.